The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, there's a sold-out masterclass taking part or taking place today at 6:30 in Dublin's Ambassador Theatre. And the person who is holding that masterclass is beloved of Drew Barrymore, beloved of Oprah Winfrey, and has literally millions of people following her advice on manifesting. She's known as the queen of manifesting. She is Gabby Bernstein. Gabby, how are you?
I'm so good. It's so good to be with you. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How did you find yourself in a position where both Oprah and Drew Barrymore are hanging on your every word?
I believe I've just been doing what I'm here to do. And I think that when we focus on what we are signed up for, the mission that we're showing up for in life, then people will definitely follow your authentic truth. And so I think that's probably why I've had some of the successes I've had in my life is just being authentic and genuinely caring so deeply about the work that I do and the people that I am in service of in any way I can be.
Now, explain the work that you do, because manifesting, I think, will bring to mind. There's a TV presenter in the UK, very famous over here, called Noel Edmonds, who had this book, I think, on asking the universe for his success. And I think there's a sense that that is what manifesting is. Is that right?
Oh, you know, I think I might have done an interview with him. I liked him a lot. Yes. So the universe is always reflecting back to us the energy that we put out. And when we change our perspective and change our mind and change our thoughts, then our energy begins to shift. And think about it. You show up to your office and you're in a good mood, you're going to be much more likely to get to the next level in your career. Whereas if you're showing up with a bad attitude or a negative energy, you're going to attract more of what you don't want. And so the simplicity is that as we start to change our thoughts and change our patterns and change our beliefs, we begin to attract more of what we want into our life. And so much of my work is about living in alignment with more positive frame of mind, more of positive energy, and putting out more of what we want to create so we attract back to us the genuine desires that we want to experience in our life. And it's simpler than we make it. I think that we've been programmed to believe in a lot of negative beliefs and negative patterns. And it is a lot more simple than we make it. And that's really what my whole entire body of work is based on.
And what do you say to the people who undoubtedly must say this to you a lot, where they'll say, look, the factors that one deals with in your life are external, and it's all well and good if you're living a relatively happy life and you've got a relatively good income and you do a job that you like, that you go into work happy, but not everybody is that lucky.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that we can, it's very easy to say, oh, I'm going to think with positive thoughts when everything is going right. The work that I teach is to help people reprogram their thoughts and their mind for the moments in life when things don't go right. And so if we have these experiences where we live day by day, leaning into what is working, leaning into what is thriving, even in the most difficult circumstances, if we focus on what is working in our life, we actually create opportunities, no matter what the circumstances may be. For those of us who have the privilege of being able to get to a job and wake up in the morning and have the internet and live a typically normal life, it's actually our responsibility to really practice these principles. Because if we are given the gift of being able to live in a way that we have more privileges, we have to show up for our life with the highest and most abundant mindset we can, because therefore we can be of service to those who do not have as much fortune as we may have. And this way of living and thinking applies to anyone in any circumstances. But like I said, for those of us who actually do have it easier, we have to do the work even more, not just for ourselves, but for others. And I think that it truly has a ripple effect when we show up for life in this way.
When you say do the work, what does doing the work consist of?
So I've written 10 spiritual self-help books, and my 10th book is called Self-Help. This is your chance to change your life. And that book is based on a therapeutic process that is all about befriending the belief systems that have blocked us and starting to have more compassion for ourselves and to do it's a four-step process of really inquiring and being curious about the beliefs that we've held on to for so many years, the patterns of addiction or the patterns of lack or the patterns of negative self-talk. And the work really is about gently becoming curious and compassionately connecting to the core beliefs that have blocked us and have created the patterns that we live in. And as we start to do this work, we become our own inner healer. And it begins with curiosity and then begins to step into a compassionate connection. This is the opposite of how we've been taught to live. But when we start to follow any form of self-help or any form of spiritual practice, we begin to shift our focus from the perceptions that we've grown to believe in and rely on and start to shift inward and heal. And in that healing, we start to see the world through a different lens. And when we change our thoughts, we change our life.
And is it related to CBT where you...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is. It is, and it kind of takes it even deeper because it's actually based on a therapy called internal family systems therapy. The thesis being that we have this inner family of these protection mechanisms inside of us. And anyone out there knows those moments when you might be in a behavior where you'd say, I don't know what came over me, or I did that thing again, or I acted out in this way. And all those ways that we act out are really forms of protection. They're protection mechanisms. They're patterns and beliefs that we've built up from a very young age where we've been protecting ourselves from feelings of being inadequate or unlovable. And instead of overriding those protection mechanisms, this work is about connecting to them compassionately with curiosity and love. And in doing so, we start to heal the young parts of ourselves that have been burdened and protective for so, so long. And truly, that is the work. The work to heal genuinely isn't just about thinking a new thought. It's about reconnecting inward and helping these belief systems and aspects of ourselves that have been in these very destructive patterns for decades and decades.
Well, given the decades and decades, is that difficult to do? Because I assume one's attitude to the world and one's behavior becomes calcified after several decades.
It does become calcified after several decades. So it's a daily practice. The practice is, like I said, based on a world-renowned therapy. But what I've been gifted as I'm trained in this therapy, and I'm also a student of this therapy. I've practiced it for over a decade. The gift is that what I've been gifted with is the privilege of being able to democratize it and demystify it and simplify it. So while not everyone may have the opportunity to go and get this type of therapy, or they may not want to, now they have a four-step practice. And that four-step practice can be applied maybe 1, 2, 3 minutes a day. And even in the shift of that 1 or 2, 3 minutes a day, you start to feel differently inside. You start to create some inner proof that healing is possible. And that inner proof starts to give you more momentum and a greater desire to do more. And I believe in lots of little right actions towards big change. I think that when people think I have to change everything overnight, it actually blocks them from doing anything. So when we start to take these small right actions towards the greater change, we can see the shifts, the subtle shifts in the moment. And those subtle shifts add up one day at a time. And one day we wake up and we realize, wow, that pattern has shifted a bit. I'm different. I'm experiencing things a little differently than I otherwise thought I could.
There's a phrase in Ireland called selling the shop, where you don't want to give away the core of what it is that you do. So I won't ask you to sell the shop, but in the 2 to 3 minutes that you describe in a given day, if you're doing this, what are the kind of things that you do? What's the tangible methodology that people could think about applying?
I'm ready to give the shop away. It's my job to give the shop away. I don't want to hold anything back. So what would happen in the moment if you notice yourself in a negative belief or a pattern that you typically fall into? You would, instead of checking out and, you know, picking up a drink or going to pick up the food in the refrigerator or avoid with some YouTube, you would choose to check in. That's the first step. You'd focus your attention inward. You'd notice, oh, I'm in that belief and that pattern again. It's not a great place I want to be in. Let me turn inward. Focusing your attention inward, you'd become curious about that pattern or that belief, and you start asking some questions. How long has this been around? Where do I feel it in my body? What do I know about it? Are there any thoughts or sensations that are attached to it? And you would just become curious about that pattern or that belief that you just noticed. And then the third step is to compassionately connect to that belief or pattern by just asking yourself, what do I need right now? What do I need? And often when we say that to ourselves, what we'll hear back is, I need to rest, or I need to let go, or I need to laugh, or I need to feel childlike, or I need to be free. And then the fourth step is just to notice the shifts inside. Notice if you feel a little bit more calm. Notice if you feel a tinge of compassion towards yourself. Notice if you feel connected to that part of yourself, or if you have clarity about that part of yourself. And as you start to notice these shifts inside, you can know wholeheartedly that that is the subtle shift that you needed to start to create a new relationship to that part of yourself. And we want to get into relationship with these aspects of ourselves. So it's a simple conversation. It's like an inner conversation. So much of our life, we're just overriding those feelings, those beliefs, and those patterns, and we're just pushing past them or judging ourselves or blaming ourselves for these destructive behaviors, whereas instead we can just check in with them and have more compassion towards ourselves.
Final thing, Gabby, what has it been like seeing the sort of following develop for you? Because the New York Times has described you as a role model for a new generation of spiritual seekers. Oprah has described you as a new thought leader. You have the millions of people who now subscribe to you on social and broader media. What's that experience like?
You know, I really feel that I'm here doing the work that my soul chose to come into. And I know that might sound a little bit woo-woo, but it's true for me. And I believe that as long as I am telling the truth, as long as I am authentic, and as long as I'm doing the work on myself, then my hope is to serve as many souls as I possibly can. And truly, I don't even really believe I've even scratched the surface. I think I'm just getting started, because the world needs a deeper healing right now. It's a very destructive time. And the more people who wake up to their own capacity to heal on the inside and their capacity to change their energy, the more we can show up for those, like I said earlier, who do not have the opportunity to feel and live in that way. And so we got a lot of work to do. And so I, like I said, I think I'm just getting started.
Gabby, thanks very much. That's Gabby Bernstein, who is a number one New York Times best-selling author and, of course, is going to be in at the Manifesting Masterclass today in the Ambassador Theatre.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.